Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Berlau, longtime Brain Trust member, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about CEI.
Well, CEI was started by a guy named Fred Smith, who's not the FedEx Fred Smith, but still a great entrepreneur.
And by the way, who was on my who used to be on my show back in the day.
Oh, yeah, well, we celebrate entrepreneurs like him. But
yeah. Fred was the first CEI guest for you guys with me.
Our Fred Smith was
yes,
on your show?
Yes,
oh, wonderful.
Way back in the day, he was on my show.
Well, that's the thing. He's retired now as president, but he's still in the office every day talking about how businesses can talk about themselves and promote themselves and shouldn't be apologetic. But he started this in his apartment, and now it has about 40 employees. And we see ourselves as the advocate for entrepreneurs and investors and consumers hurt by red tape, whether that's red tape is coming from the SEC, the EPA, the FDA, the FCC.
Right.
And, you know, we're the premier regulatory think tank, and my colleague Wayne Cruz.
Wayne Cruz has been with us all along since the beginning. Yes. His 10,000 commitments. So CEI.org for org, folks. And by the way, as you know, as Wayne has taught us, regulations are the dark matter obstacles in our lives. You know, it's becoming a bigger tax, especially under Obama, than an income tax. And according to the Gallup Institute, the Gallup organization, 80% increase in regulations in the last 6 years on businesses.
Right, and we're trying our best to keep track of it and propose solutions like giving Congress say over at least some of the major regulations, saying it has to be affirmatively approved by members of Congress.
So let's talk about why small business owners out here on Main Street should care about Jay Clayton and the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it's all about crowdfunding, isn't it?
It's all about crowdfunding, things like peer-to-peer lending that they're having these mandates on small businesses who, of course, had nothing to do with the financial crisis and are, in fact, the backbone of this country from having ways of raising capital. At the same time, it's keeping ordinary investors from growing wealthy with these small businesses if they want to take this risk. I mean, it's amazing that you're perfectly free to go and gamble 10,000, say in Las Vegas, but if you want to, but you can't use that in a lot of cases to, you know, take, you know, a more managed risk with a smaller company.
Right, right, absolutely. And so you got a couple of directions. I identify three kinds of crowdfunding, but two of them are relevant to small business. One is the peer-to-peer lending, as he mentioned, the crowdfunding lending or borrowing that you would make. And that's going on right now, and that's happening pretty well. It's an alternative to bank lending. It's not replacing bank lending because the rates are too high. But if you aren't bankable, this is what you want to do. Then there's the equity side, which is the part that we talked about earlier. And this is the part that's really more under the purview of the SEC, isn't it?
Well, the SEC is asserting jurisdiction over peer-to-peer lending, and when there's a question about it, in other countries, it's really not considered a security, but the SEC is considering that, you know, any kind of note.
Right, like they don't have enough to do. Go ahead.
Like they don't. That's a very good question. So you have a duopoly as far as ordinary investors being able to lend to their peers with Prosper and Lending Club because they're the only ones who can comply with it, and you don't really, unlike in, say, Great Britain, have it where you have true peer-to-peer lending with small businesses because you have to be an accredited investor, basically, for the business peer-to-peer lending, the companies like Funding Circle and everything. I mean, interestingly enough, Funding Circle in Great Britain is available to all investors, but here it's only accredited because
Do you see under Clayton that crowdfunding will become more mainstream. It will become something that will really be more relevant to small businesses.
I see under him, and I mean, it's certainly something you should be asked about. But you've also got good members of Congress, like Patrick McHenry of North Carolina,
right?
Who's one of the whips who was involved in the original Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act.
Right.
He's been trying to expand it. It's been being blocked by the Democrats.
We'll count on you to keep us reported on this. Keep us posted on this, John. Over the
CEI.org is our website. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, and come back real soon. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
John Berlaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior fellow at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.